your kingdom come. The alarm rang at 4:30 a.m., but Alyssa was already awake. Her phone buzzed nonstop. Group chats about deadlines, classmates flexing acceptance emails, motivational quotes that only made her feel worse. She stared at the cracked ceiling of their one-room house, listening to tricycles outside and her mother coughing softly in the corner. Today was important. Scholarship interview. One chance. One door. If she failed, everything fell apart. Inside the cramped jeepney, Alyssa clutched her rosary and whispered a prayer, fast and messy. God, please let me pass. I promise I'll go to church every Sunday. I'll serve. I'll be good. Just don't let me fail. The words sounded more like a deal than faith. When she arrived at school, rain poured hard. Her shoes soaked through. Her folder got wet. Then her phone died. No notes, no reminders, no backup plan. Panic crawled up her throat. In the waiting room, she saw students who looked confident, prepared, rich. She looked down at her trembling hands. "Why does it feel like you're ignoring me?" she whispered. "I pray all the time." Her name was called. The interview was a blur. Questions she practiced vanished. Her voice shook. When it ended, she already knew. She didn't do well. Outside, rain still fell. Alyssa didn't rush home. She sat under a waiting shed, wet and numb, and finally cried, not the quiet tears, but the ugly kind. That night, there was no electricity. Her grandma lit a candle and opened her old, worn Bible. "Dear," her grandma said gently, "come pray with me." Alyssa wanted to say no. She was tired of praying prayers that didn't work, but she sat anyway. Her grandma prayed slowly, not asking for money, success, or miracles. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done." Something broke inside Alyssa. She realized all her prayers sounded the same. Me, me, me. Her dreams, her fears, her plans. God was just someone she called when things were falling apart. She whispered her own prayer, voice shaking. "God, I want control. I want things my way. I only come to you when I'm desperate. I'm sorry. Teach me to want what you want, even if it's hard." For the first time, she wasn't begging. She was surrendering. Days later, the scholarship rejection came. Alyssa cried again, but this time she didn't feel empty. She applied elsewhere. She helped her mother more. She volunteered at church tutoring younger kids who reminded her of herself. Months later, an unexpected opportunity opened, smaller, humbler, but steady. God didn't give her the future she demanded. He gave her the heart she needed. This, then, is how you should pray. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Matthew 6, 9-10. Moral lesson. Prayer isn't a wish list or a negotiation. When we pray, "Your kingdom come," we stop trying to be the boss of our own lives. God's will brings order where our control creates anxiety. True prayer starts when we repent of shallow, self-centered prayers and choose surrender instead.